One of the great communication gaps in modern society isn't between immigrants and non-immigrants, or conservatives and liberals. It's between teenagers and their parents. For a young person, feeling like the adults in their lives just don't understand is so common that it's become a cliche. And it also sometimes happens to be true. The teen in this next story grew up in White Center, just south of Seattle. And when he says his mom and dad don't understand him, he really means it. Sound effect contributor Max Wasserman has the story.
Tristan Agosa always felt like he was missing something while he was growing up. Then he watched this movie, Boys in the Hood.
Either they don't know, don't show, don't care about what's going on in the hood.
If you haven't seen the movie, it's a pretty bleak coming-of-age story. There's gang violence, racism, but that's not the part Tristan related to. He latched on to one of the film's few bright spots. It has to do with the main character Trey and his dad, Furious. The two have this really sweet relationship.
So tell me, you a leader or a follower?
I'm a leader.
Okay then, what's the three rules?
There's a scene where like Fury and his kid are fishing.
I got it. I always look a person in the eye.
The way like the kid like looked at his dad with like admiration and like great respect and just, and like love, and that's like something I really wanted, and I was like jealous sort of. So I looked at Fury and I was just like, I wish that was my dad.
It's hard for Tristan to have a conversation with either of his own parents. His mom doesn't know much English. She speaks Tagalog. He does not. So they communicate through gestures, which works for the most part. His dad was born in the Philippines too, but the problem with him isn't language. He speaks English. It's even more basic than that. Take, for example, this one time Tristan was in high school, so not that long ago. He walked into his parents' room and gave this speech.
I'm going to tell you something. It's really, really important to me. I've thought about this for a while, and I really would prefer if you guys don't get angry at me. And they're like, okay, what? And I tell them, like, I'm bisexual. And then the next thing you know, like, I just, like, look, I notice that my dad's, like, on his phone. He has this, like, super serious face when he gets intense, and he's just on his phone. He's not really saying anything. And eventually, I don't think he ever said anything, and then he got up and left the room.
Well, what's it like for you when he does, like, walk away like that?
I felt dumbfounded. I felt angry. I felt really confused. Because, he can feel like a brick wall, but this is a brick wall that's, like, literally walking away.
This is how Tristan's dad talks, with long pauses between thoughts or just nothing at all. Silence. Tristan says it can come across as demeaning, not to mention make conversation difficult. He had an especially hard time understanding this when he was younger, before his parents found out about his ADHD. He'd act out, get in trouble, and in place of counseling, Tristan would get advice like this from his dad.
Like, just do your homework, just go to school, like, it's not that hard, this and that. And then it's just happened enough times where, like, when I hear him, all I can think about is those bad times, and I just get angry easily.
All this left Tristan with the longing for something more out of their relationship. And when his dad did try reaching out, things never really clicked. Tristan had unresolved feelings. Like any teenager.
He tried to, like, talk to me, I guess, like, a little bit, like, as I was growing up. And it was really, it just, like, it always felt like too little too late. And then I was kind of just felt like I kind of just, like, walk away or just shut him down, really, especially in high school.
Around this time, Tristan was starting to come into his own. He took the energy that got him into trouble at home and poured it into his community. Volunteering, sitting on youth boards, identifying more as a person of color. But in the midst of all this self-discovery, Tristan developed some serious mental health issues. A huge depression set in, and with seemingly nowhere to go, Tristan's thoughts turned to suicide.
I was just stuck in such a dark place. Like, I felt like I was stuck, like, in this pit, like, forever, and I couldn't even see, like, any light at the top of it. So, I told my therapist that, like, enough times, and she's just like, we need to get you to Children's.
That's Seattle Children's Hospital, Tristan stayed in their inpatient psych ward, and it's where things started to turn around for him. One day, he received a packet with a bunch of coping strategies. There was one in particular that caught his attention.
And just one of them was radical acceptance.
Radical acceptance. I'll let Tristan explain.
It just means, like, when you really disagree with somebody on something, or, like, in, you're in a bad, like, environment that you can't really, like, get out of, or, yeah, you just kind of, like, accept, like, this is what it is, and I'm going to deal with it. Like, I can't just get away from it.
After Tristan was released, he started applying this mindset when it came to his dad.
We have a cultural gap, a generational gap, and I just have to accept that. I can't really connect to my dad like other kids are able to connect to some of their dads.
Just knowing this has been enough to change the relationship. It's not a complete overhaul. The two still have their issues, but it's definitely helped.
I don't really get angry anymore. I just keep the conversation short, let him get like the quick facts he needs, and I'll be like, oh, do you guys have any more questions? It feels weird, but like, yeah, I just kind of get like formal with it. I'd say that we're like a pretty good place because I accept like how our relationship works and I don't try to change it.
Tristan and his dad go to the movies a lot nowadays. Afterwards, they'll get something to eat. It's the right balance of silence and conversation. Time the two can spend together without needing anything to change.